Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
On this glorious Sunday morning, it is a great joy to be here together. There are a few announcements to share with you today. Next week, we are doing Sunday morning very differently. We will not be having our traditional services or our Sunday morning activities. We will be participating in our denomination's Change the World Sunday. We're going to be singing, we're going to be doing yard work, we're going to be creating cards here in the church and assembling health kits and other opportunities as they arise. And we will be having our District Women's UMW meeting next week, and that is at 9 o'clock here in our church, and where we'll be learning about earth care. So please join us for that. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and receive the peace and the presence of God in our time of centering. May we stand in body or spirit for a call to worship. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Shall we sing together? Our hearts and our voices in prayer. Patient God, give us generous hearts as we seek to follow your will. In our time of worship, in the quiet of this sanctuary, we open ourselves to your presence and humbly ask that you would breathe into us once again and transform us into bold disciples of Jesus Christ. It is in his name that we pray. Amen.
Our reading is from Acts 2, 42 through 47. They spent their time learning from the apostles, and they were like family to each other. They also broke bread and prayed together. Everyone was amazed by the many miracles and wonders that the apostles worked. All the Lord's followers often met together, and they shared everything they had. They would sell their property and possessions and give the money to whoever needed it. Day after day they met together in the temple. They broke bread together in different homes and shared their food happily and freely while praising God. Everyone liked them, and each day the Lord added to their group others who were being saved.
So this morning we continue our tradition of having the men sing for Mother's Day and giving the ladies in our choir a morning off. And so we hope you enjoy Be Thou My Vision.
Be thou my vision, thou.
Shall we pray? May the words of our mouths, may the reflections in our hearts and in our spirits, and may the lives that we lead always glorify you, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This morning, we jump from Easter evening to immediately after Pentecost. Last week, we met Jesus on the risen road to Emmaus, and today Jesus has gone and the Spirit has come. In both of these experiences, God moved in concrete and creative ways in order that God's presence was felt and known. The friends at Emmaus and the crowds at Pentecost interacted with God in ways not known to most of us. They had the mountaintop of mountaintop experiences. But then it was all over. So what next? What would the church look like in the everyday world in response to the experience of God? This was the question for the first century church, and this is the question for us today. The scripture from Acts read this morning followed Pentecost, the birthday of the church when the Holy Spirit came on everyone, and Peter spoke his first sermon to those who were gathered. And if you've ever read the scripture that describes Pentecost, found in Acts chapter 2 at the beginning of the chapter, you will remember that the crowd gathered was an international crowd. And I imagine if you've been charged with reading the scripture that day from the podium, it's not a day you forget, for there are many, many, many different countries named. They would have gathered together in Jerusalem to celebrate the giving of the law to Moses at Mount Sinai. And do you notice the connection between the day when the Israelites received the law and the day when the community received the Holy Spirit? This is a continuation of God's redemptive work that has been going on since Adam and Eve. So crowds gathered to receive the Holy Spirit. They heard Peter's sermon and then wondered what to do next. So how do we live our everyday lives now that we have received the Holy Spirit? So what did they do? They formed a church. And not only was this a new church in Jerusalem, but it was a church full of strangers. They did not have a common language. They did not even have jobs or a home. They also did not share what it meant to be a Christian. They had no idea. They didn't really even share culture, for they were from different countries. So they had to start from scratch. And if you read much of the New Testament, it is trying to answer those questions. What does it mean to be a Christian? How do we eat? How do we dress? How do we have communion? How do we become a Christian? How do we live together? So for this specific church in Jerusalem, they decided that it was necessary to pool the resources that they did have and share for their own survival. They brought everything together to provide for everyone. Maybe you heard this scripture and thought, well, what does this have to do with me? After all, most of us are not going home today and putting our homes on the market. Sorry to our real estate man that we will not be giving him a lot of business. Yet just because we are not willing to take this scripture word for word for word, as in taking the first century church and literally planting it in the 21st century in the village of Avon, there is still plenty for us to take away. In what ways can we make our own church and let God make our church and our lives look more like the book of Acts? So some common marks of the church after Jesus' resurrection are diversity within the overall unity, sharing with each other, giving to the poor, spending time in fellowship, and eating together. I liked how this version of the Bible described it. It said that they were a family. While no family is perfect, they strive to grow in love. In the book of Genesis, God told us to go and take care of creation. We are stewards, for everything is a gift from God. As caretakers, we use the resources that we have, all given from God, to help the common good of humanity. The background passage of Acts chapter 2 emphasizes that God always gives of God's self to redeem. And God's gift is always intended to be a means to an end of empowering us to share the gifts with others. We were not just given the Holy Spirit for our own edification, but so we could share it. In what ways can we grow in our giving of our time and our talents and our treasures? All of us, myself included, probably could let God use more of our money. And I don't mean necessarily for the church. Paul, in the New Testament, asked churches to take up collections for the poor and the widows in faraway cities. Can we do more to help starving people in South Sudan or persons and churches who have lost everything in the recent natural disasters or the countless others who suffer? As we do this, we become the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood, used for the transformation of the world. Jorge Acevedo wrote, "The Bible paints a picture of the local church that is the hope for the world. The biblical picture of the church is of our bride adorned for her bridegroom." We are the bride of Christ. The bridegroom is Jesus. We are the church, adorned beautifully, and of the body of Christ, functionally, symbiotically, and effectively working for the kingdom's ends, and of a like-minded people linked together by a common allegiance to Jesus and his kingdom, who work together for the loving takeover of planet Earth. Strong language, the loving takeover of planet Earth, but it paints a picture of the kingdom of God coming and us really working towards it. Does our church feel like that? Hopefully, we say yes, or at least we are working towards that. Instead of thinking that we will never become a church like the one in Acts because we are so different from it, we can be like the early church to help transform the world. Another way we can become more like the early church is through prayer. Today is Mother's Day. What if we pray for all of those women's children who are missing and who have been trafficked? What if we honor Mother's Day and our mothers and all of the other countless people who have helped us by praying and advocating for these families, like all missing sons and daughters, that they will be found? We do not need to know who they are by name or by face, but God knows who they are, and so do their parents, their friends, and their families. Please pray, and please pray for our church, our community, and our world. We are letting God use us. There are also many in our world who crave community. Maybe you read the story about people in Rochester who are living communally in what they call urban cooperative living. They are looking for community, and we have community to offer. In what ways can we use our church meetings as a way of creating deeper community? John Wesley had his United Methodist followers ask some very powerful questions of each other. How is it with your soul? How have you been tempted in the past week? You have to trust someone very well in order to honestly answer that question. How have you grown in God's grace? Questions that lead to real fellowship and continued growth in holiness. Maybe you want to find someone in our church or outside of our church and develop a way to hold each other accountable so you're growing in grace. The church in Acts 2 focused on the apostles' teaching, on fellowship, on worship, on prayer, service, and evangelism. Church was not an hour on Sunday morning, but a lifestyle full of new relationships that led to a deeper faith and a deeper engagement in the community. The early church was not full of extraordinary people, but ordinary people who were able to accomplish extraordinary things with the Spirit's help. We have areas of our strengths. We have areas we need to grow. Let's continue to become even more full of the Spirit, and let's continue to grow towards being the church God calls us to be through our prayers and our presence and our gifts, our service, and our witness. William Barclay wrote, "If we expect great things from God and attempt great things for God, things happen." Is what we are attempting something that we can only accomplish through the power and the promise of God? As we do this, as we continue to pray even more diligently and give and live even more generously, not only will we live out the gifts of the Holy Spirit, God will be using us to change our world and bring about God's kingdom, even today. Amen. Every day. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
this has been. Marks of the Church with Pastor Kim Farrell on May 11th, 2014. The power of the Holy Spirit brought the first church together in Christ. What defined those early Christians to unite them? What brings us together? In what ways can we share in the Holy Spirit and serve like the early church?
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.